The Ponderance Societies, The Cat and the Friar, by Dan Walter. When the friar left the abbey for a walk, there was no doubt he had something on his mind. He always went for a long walk when wrestling with deep thoughts. Walking, he said, helped him to clear his mind. He didn't see the black cat watching him from the woods as he made his way along the all-too-familiar pathway. He had traveled this pathway hundreds of times in the past and never did he ever see a black cat. But today would be different. Today was a turning point in his life because there was indeed a black cat watching him, but even stranger, the cat began to follow him. "Shoo," the friar said to the black cat, "stop following me. I don't have anything for you." But this didn't discourage the black cat as it continued to follow him. "Stop following me," he shouted at the black cat. "I'm not following you," the cat said to the amazement of the friar. "Yes, you are following me," the friar said after catching his composure. "No, no, I'm not following you. I'm at a crisis in my life," the friar said exasperated. "I'm not certain of the path I'm on. I've been a friar for an awfully long time, but I'm not certain it's where I should be," the friar snapped. "Okay? Satisfied? Will you now stop following me?" "I'm not following you, we are simply talking. What don't you understand about who you are? Should I be doing something else with my life?" the friar blurted out.
"Like what?"
the cat asked.
"You're having fun with me,"
the friar said.
"Not at all,"
the cat replied.
"Tell me, what should you be doing that you're not doing?"
"I don't know," the friar snapped. "That's the whole point of what I'm trying to get at here. I simply don't know." He kneeled next to the cat.
"I don't know," he repeated softly.
"Have you really thought of the problem you're having, or just the fact you have a problem?" the cat asked.
"There is a difference, you know." The cat sat back against a tree.
"Have you thought of all the people who've relied on you because you are a friar?"
"Well, no,"
the friar said.
"But they could rely on anybody else just as easily.
But they've come to rely on you. And you have changed their lives.
So, are you certain they could have relied on someone other than you?" the cat asked.
"Well, no, I can't be certain. Who can predict how others will react?" the friar asked.
"No one can, but that's not the point. The point is you were there, but if you were doing something else other than being who you are, you wouldn't be there, they wouldn't have heard. Your voice wouldn't be in their head, so being a friar at this point is what you needed to be for them. What you are tomorrow will be determined by what's in your heart today. It is really a simple question. Don't you see?"
The friar smiled at the cat. "You're pretty smart for a cat.
Does that help you?"
the cat asked.
"Yes," the friar replied, "I think it does. I think I am on the right path. I can see it clearly now. Tomorrow will be tomorrow. What I am today is what I am today.
But how do I change tomorrow?"
the cat replied, "By changing your thinking today."
"Can it really be as easy as changing my thinking?"
the friar asked.
"Woo," the cat replied, "it's not easy to change your thinking. In fact, changing your thinking can be the hardest thing you'll ever do. But if you want tomorrow to be different than today, you really have no choice but to change your thinking today. And it's important that you believe what you are thinking. Without belief, no amount of thinking will change anything. And to develop belief, you must internalize your thinking and repeat it over and over. Visualize your thinking with emotions." And with that, the black cat slipped away into the surrounding woods, leaving the friar to ponder what he just heard.